There was a long silence from the shadow beside him.
I see,
Abe said at last, very quietly.
It probably won't make any difference, you know, in what Thrawn suspects. Suspicion is better than unequivocal proof,
Card reminded him.
And if we can't intercept them while they're still in the forest, it may be the best we're going to get.
Abe shook his head.
I don't like it.
Neither do I. But we need to be prepared for every eventuality.
Understood.
For another moment, Abe sat there in silence. Then, with a grunted sigh, he stood up.
I'd better get back. See if Gent's made any progress on Mara's message.
And after that, you'd better hit the sack, Card told him. Tomorrow's going to be a busy day.
Right. Good night.
Abe's left, and once again the soft mixture of forest sounds filled the night air. Sounds that meant a great deal to the creatures who made them, but nothing at all to him.
Meaningless sounds.
He shook his head tiredly.
What had Mara been trying to do with that opaque message of hers? Was it something simple?
Something that he or someone else here ought to be able to decrypt with ease? Or had the lady who always played the sabacc cards close to her chest finally outsmarted herself?
In the distance, a Vornskur emitted its distinctive cackle purr.
Beside his chair, Drang lifted his head.
Friend of yours?
Card inquired mildly, listening as another Vornskur echoed the first cry. Sturm and Drang had been wild like that once, before they'd been domesticated. Just like Mara had been, when he'd first taken her in.
He wondered if she would ever be similarly tamed.
Wondered if she would solve this whole problem by killing Skywalker first. The cackle purr came again, closer this time.
Come on, Drang,
he told the Vornskur, getting to his feet.
Time to go inside.
He paused at the door to take one last look at the forest. A shiver of melancholy and something that felt disturbingly like fear running through him. No, the Grand Admiral wasn't going to be happy about this.
Wasn't going to be happy at all.
And one way or the other, Card knew that his life here was at an end.